This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
And we have liftoff on this December 23rd, 6 in the morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Happy 23rd day of December. Happy Festivus for the rest of us. That's where we are. It's going to be Sean Farish and Esty Palti with you all morning long. Good morning, you stupid, you know that. I have to say that first thing in the morning. I have to say good morning, you stupid person, right? How hungover are we today?
This is the last time I do a show with you because I know you told the producers to zoom in to my forehead on purpose. I know you did that on purpose, Donald.
I didn't tell anybody anything. I think you have a problem, right? It's called
vodka. Good morning.
Vodka.
Philadelphia, I think please that's the don't issue. Mind my host. Good morning, and good morning. I have my coffee, my dream, and my Glock.
And what's in that coffee? Huh? What's in that coffee? I think we know what's
nothing
in there.
That you've tried
probably
before, Donald,
tequila,
nothing.
Probably vodka, and a lot of other things, isn't there? Right? A lot of other things. You and Nancy.
Plenty
ever,
of business, Donald. You've never tried it before.
Very similar. Good morning. Hey, look, good you're morning. Back for round two. We're very happy to be here. We're gonna have a good time today. Plenty to go over. It is Festivus. Do you celebrate Festivus? How's that? How's that for a first question in the morning? Do you celebrate Festivus?
Nope. Do you?
It is a Festivus for the rest of us, right? It's one of these old traditions from the TV show Seinfeld, where there's an airing of grievances, and then it's a whole thing. It's a lot of fun. It's it's not a real holiday, but it is a real holiday for those who watched that show. So it's very interesting. And here we have.
It sounds burdening.
What's that? It is burdening. Actually, it is burdening. for Kamala Harris, she would list her grievances. Matter of fact, maybe we'll have an airing of grievances. From the two former candidates, now one the president, one the former vice president, and she's thinking of running in 2028. I gotta ask you, I mean, how, even if she's not the nominee, you're gonna have some time, you're gonna have some material to work with when she's on the debate stage. What are you looking forward to on that one?
I just personally can't wait, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, for the fans is one thing. People are just like, what do you think she's going to say? And I'm like, I assure you, it's not going to change that much. But, you know, we're going to make the best of it. There are a lot of different variations we can go with. It's like dice. We're going to unburden. We already unburdened what has been. Now it's going to be, you know, reburdening what has already been burdened and reburdened again. I'm not even sure, but Kamala will definitely come up with something interesting for the people to lash onto and make a bunch of memes and I can't wait.
I think so. And the front runner right now, Democrat Party, is Gavin Newsom. But there's so much time left, right? So you're going to have he's going to be in there. Kamala's going to be in there. You're probably going to see Buttigieg in there. And now there's whispers of AOC. So
yes.
And Buttigieg is too gay. What happened?
Can you imagine a double ticket with AOC? I don't think that that would even go, because there's no way Kamala would go as vice president again, but maybe AOC would. Oh my God.
Well, I don't know. AOC, Kamala as the lead name on the ticket, AOC as the vice president. Would that be the lowest IQ presidential ticket in US history? I think it might be.
I would genuinely think we were living in a simulation. If that would even to happen, I'd be like, there's no way this is real. We've jumped timelines somewhere around COVID, and we just can't figure out how to get back ever since.
I can't believe it. I mean, and they have no bench. The Democrats have no bench. Like I said, the list of names that could be running in 2028 for the Democrats is Gavin Newsom, Kamala Harris Part 2, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, maybe Jasmine Crockett, if you could imagine that, because she's certainly not going to win her Senate race. And then you look on the other side, on the Republican side, and it's a pretty deep bench. You know, you got J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio's name has been thrown around, although he said now that he wouldn't be running if J.D. does run. You've obviously got Ron DeSantis. Ted Cruz says he may be giving it another shot. And I'm sure there's going to be a few names on the Republican side that emerge between now and then. But a fairly deep bench when you look at the Republican Party. It's just the problem is going to come down to what does the GOP do? What does the GOP do when Trump isn't on the ballot? Because that's been very troubling. And there's been a disturbing trend for the last couple of years. I mean, you see 2020, obviously shenanigans with that election, but you go into the 2022 midterms, Trump isn't on the ballot. You have mainstream media, you have social media suppressing the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop in 2022. The Twitter files had just started to come out that it wasn't Russian disinformation. But for some reason, without Donald Trump on the top of the ticket, Republicans just don't show up. And so I think it's a mix of a couple of things. Right. I think it's a mix of you have a little bit of lack of results. Let's be honest. OK. Republican Party's not putting up enough points. They're not giving people enough of a reason to stay motivated. When you have this, this polarizing dynamic kind of candidate like Donald Trump, he's showing up in a garbage vest. He's going to McDonald's. He's saying all these things. I got shot.
Not easy shoes to fill. I totally understand. Yeah. It's just not going to be simple to even fill that energy, that space. He's truly built that loyal base. And I think the Republican Party gets very lost with the idea of who's going to lead this now.
And the problem is, again, is that the generic, 10, 15 years ago style of Republican politics, I don't think it appeals to anybody, right? I mean, it may have appealed to 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds or so. And this isn't to say that if you're older, that is somehow wrong. You can't control it. Age is just a number. But there are too many people who are that kind of golly, goody two shoes. We're just gonna kind of go along to get along Republican Party, and the political landscape, the arena, the way this game is played has just shifted. To quote one of my favorites, my all-time favorites, Dan Bongino, it's like you're boxing and your opponent's got lead in his boxing gloves, and he's best friends with the referee, and so you're dealing with now the opponent, the left, they've got lead in their gloves. The ref is on their side, right? There's no objective media. We try and do everything on our, everything in our power to bring accountability. And now we're fighting battles on our own side. We have people who are playing loosely or, having a very, very loose, that's generous relationship with the truth. And so it's kind of like what you have is, you've probably heard of horseshoe theory, where you've got the right, you've got the left, and then you've got the extreme fringes of each group. And unfortunately, the extreme fringes of each group are kind of, they're reaching into the middle and they're just ripping the middle apart and polarizing everything in American politics. And whether or not we like it or we don't, that's just the way things are going. On both sides of the aisle here, there, I think, is a little bit of fatigue over the extremes. And I don't like the word, you know, extremism. When I lived in New York on Long Island and was running the loud majority, right, with Kevin Smith, we got put on an extremist list, right, from the SPLC. They called our group an extreme anti-government organization, even though we were helping local candidates win elections to get into local government, whether it's, you know, school board or county executive, et cetera. We were somehow an anti-government extremist group. We had state legislators comparing us to Timothy McVeigh, and we, you know, it wasn't going to be this fair fight. But I based off of some of the data that's out there right now, based off of some of the reporting and some of the things that we're going to get to this morning, the extremes of both sides, I think, are starting to wear people out. I saw a lot of people on, yes, on social media kind of saying, I'm worn out by this. And, you know, you've been doing the Kamala bits for years, right? And now she was, you know, obviously she got thrust into, you know, a presidential spotlight. She was a candidate last year. But have you noticed that it's getting really tiring? The political aspect of it, not necessarily the funny side of it's not too bad, but the political side of it, it kind of wears you out, doesn't it?
Of course, it's too radical. And it's become now, it's even though we've gotten this really weird thing, you know, sadly after post Charlie Kirk, where, you know, we just got slapped with a ton of, you know, radicalism from the left that entire time. But now we have radicalism on both sides. So now you have the woke right making, you know, really just really, really, like you said it best, there's such a fatigue around it. It's just too much, and it's all the time. And from both sides, when you put them together, you know, when you have both sides that got way too extreme and very few people are in the middle, you know, you have a problem. Like, it shouldn't be this much. And you're absolutely right. It's so tiring. It really is. It's very, very tiring. There's so much fatigue around it.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're going to get into some really bad polling that the Democrats can look at. Look, we can talk all we want about the polls are fake and that they're influence polls and that there's an agenda, and that is all very true. But the other thing that's very true about polling is that it is data. It is hard physical data. Yeah. Whether you know, we could dispute the accuracy of it all we want, and that's fine, and we can interpret how, you know, each poll generally skews, and that's fine. But it is data, and it does tell us something. And it is important, you know, for us to look at it, to utilize that, to get a pulse, right? To put our finger on the pulse and get the pulse of the American electorate. And look, the Democrats right now, as much as they want to say, well, look at the November elections in Virginia and New Jersey, look at the November elections in California, Pennsylvania, with regards to the Supreme Court, you know, the state Supreme Court, that somehow was a referendum on Trump, but that somehow was a referendum on the Republican Party. And this is going to set up this colossal blue wave, blue tsunami type of wipeout coming in November of 26. I'm going to tell you, not so fast. Now, I'm also of the thought, and, you know, I would caution my Republican friends, folks out there who look at this polling and say, oh, well, Republicans are in great position. Well, we're not, because, again, we're going into this, you know, into this election, and our starting quarterback's not going to be on the field, right? Donald Trump is the president of the United States. He's not on the ballot. And so from November 5th, 2024 onward, you know, from the 24 election, November 6th, November 7th, after that win, I've kind of been saying, look, you have to treat every election as if Donald Trump is on the ballot, because in a way he is. If the Democrats retake the House, they're going to do the whole impeachment thing all over again. They're going to stop the whole thing dead in its tracks. And that's not what we want either, right?
Yep.
So you have to kind of psych yourself into believing that Donald Trump is back on the ballot. Whether or not the Democrats have an atrocious approval rating, you know, it doesn't really mean much. Their people are at least still coming out to vote. And we can dispute the legality of their votes and the way they get their people out. And are those real ballots and are those not real ballots? But the fact of the matter is, they are finding a way to put points on the board and Republicans aren't. But motivation, and I think people are kind of getting a little tired of the whole TDS thing that they've started to lean on. And this would be, if you're a Democrat and you're hearing this, this is not good information. This is not going to be information that you're going to that's going to make you happy. How about we took another tanker yesterday? How about that's number three? How about the president of the United States, Esty, is a pirate? How do you feel about the fact that we have a guy who's creating his own the Golden Fleet? I mean, did you hear him describe this yesterday?
I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wait for Sean's take on this. He's something else.
I'm sitting there watching it, and I hear him, we have the clip, and we're going to play it. And I'm sitting there yesterday watching this happen, and I'm giggling. My wife's looking at me like, what is so funny? I said, do you hear this man talking about the battleships, the biggest ship, the longest ship, the greatest ship,
the strongest? I only hear you, if I'm being honest. And when I hear it, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, me and Sean have done this. Like, I've heard him do this. Yeah,
right. We do the pirate. I'm the greatest pirate. I think about it. I have the biggest plank. And then here he is on, like, it's an actual press conference. And he's talking about how these, even the Secretary of the Navy yesterday at the podium was like, yes, these are going to be the strongest and the best looking. Even he said it, because you knew that he was probably going to get smacked around by the president if he didn't say that the new Trump class warships that we have aren't the biggest, the best, the strongest, the fastest. So, I mean, it's a lot better than what we had last year. This time, Joe Biden, he couldn't even get through a sentence. He wouldn't know. He would think you're playing the old little board game, you know, battleship, right? You sunk my battleship, man. So new warship class announced. We've seized another tanker. Also, some nasty stories out of Seattle. You know, these career criminals. You deal with this, SD, in New York. Career criminals, right? They go out there, and I'm not talking about someone who jaywalked, or even shoplifting's not okay, but even, you know, stealing a pack of gum from a convenience store. These are real violent, brutal crimes that are being committed, and these career criminals are being arrested. They're being booked, and then they're being let right out on the streets. And you could say firsthand, it has made New York a less safe place and a less enjoyable place. Same thing is happening in Seattle. So we have all of that as well. Chuck Todd, the mainstream media, we're going to get to them. So we have so much that we're going to get to today. And of course, if you would like to, as we had yesterday, let me see, who are the highly respected people who gave us a call yesterday? We had David in South Carolina, Joe in South Philly, Matt in New York, Frank in South Philly, Frank in Burlington, and Greg in Florida. And they called, and they were able to rev up President Trump and former Vice President Harris, and we will do the same thing today if anybody wants to come in and start some trouble. 855-839-1210. Call in to ask your favorite president and your least favorite vice president, because everybody knows she's our least favorite vice president.
I'm speaking.
Well, you were speaking. We don't want you to be speaking, but now you can speak. Go ahead. You have permission. Go ahead. Tell the people you want to hear from the people. They don't want to hear from you, though.
Yeah, please, you know, just give us a call. I'm awake already anyway. Just call. Just dial it in. Dial it in, because I'm going to take a nap right after this.
855-839-1210. That's the number to call to get involved. If anything on your mind, anything you want to celebrate, Festivus, you want to air your grievances, we will have all that available for you. So stick with us. Sean Farish, SD Palti, filling in for Kale and Company here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We'll be back with some of these devastating polling numbers and what we can extrapolate from these reports when we come back. Stick right there. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Sean Farish, SD Palti here with you till 10. We're back after this.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Welcome back. 622 here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. On this Festivus morning. It's a Festivus for the rest of us. I got a lot of problems with you people, right? I've got a lot of problems, especially with you. You're a very nasty person. You know that? She's over there.
I left you alone for quite some time.
Excuse me. She's already drunk. She's already hammered. They call it hammered. You know, we had a beautiful, we did this with Iran. Think about it. We called it Operation Midnight Hammer. And if she was your president, it would have been Operation Hammered by Noon. We understand that, right? That's what it would have been. Operation Hammered by Noon. And we had Crooked Joe with Operation Tootsie Roll. He swabbed the poop deck at the Vatican. Everybody saw that. I'm your greatest pirate king the world has ever seen, by the way.
You know, they sent me a message. They said that you didn't even successfully infiltrate in Iran. Is that true, Donald? Tell the people the truth.
We obliterated it. We dropped Stacey Abrams on the Iran nuclear facility. She has that big, beautiful gap between her teeth.
Stacey.
We dropped Stacey. We called her the beast of the Southeast. Now she's the beast of the Middle East. And we dropped her. And with that big, beautiful gap between her teeth, she was whistling all the way down. Right down, we destroyed Iran's nuclear facility. We took her out, and we took them out, obliterated, and we made sure we fed her White Castle before we dropped her, because that was quite a disaster. Think about it. There we are. There we are. All right. I want to get to this. Are you ready for this poll? This is this is some funny stuff. A majority of people, not just Republicans, Democrats, etc., a majority of Americans, 60%. So this is not one of these cases where, you know, it's a slim majority, 51%, and we could be like, oh, well, you know, technically more people believe this. This is a pretty decisive poll. A majority of people say that the Democrats should take a wait and see attitude on Donald Trump's actions rather than blindly opposing him. This is an interesting marker, because what this is telling you now is that nationally, Trump derangement syndrome, while it was popular, while it used to be orange man bad, vote for me because I don't like the orange man, a lot of people are starting to get tired of that. And it's the first time we're starting to see breaks in the armor that is Trump derangement syndrome. A majority of Americans believe Democrats should take a wait and see attitude on President Donald Trump's actions rather than blindly opposing him. A December Harvard-Harris survey revealed, and Harvard-Harris is obviously a pollster that is not looking to produce results that folks like you and folks like me would necessarily celebrate or think are a good thing. The question was, do you think Democrats should oppose everything that Trump is doing? Or should they take more of a wait and see attitude toward his actions? 60%, this is across the board of the entire poll, 60% said they should take more of a wait and see attitude compared to 40% who said they should, quote, oppose everything Trump is doing. Opinions vary on party lines. And this is a trend that I was watching back in 2023 when it came to, like, let's say Joe Biden's approval rating or how Americans felt about the southern border or how Americans felt about rising prices. Democrats felt one way about it. And then Republicans and independents both agreed on the other side. So this poll is the exact same thing. 62% of Democrats believe that they should oppose everything Trump is doing compared to 38% who believe they should take a wait and see approach. However, most Republicans and independents, 79% of Republicans, 62% of independents, believe that Democrats should take a wait and see attitude compared to 39% of independents and 21% of Republicans who say they should just blindly oppose Trump. So, I mean, what do you make of this? Trump derangement syndrome, it used to be sexy. It used to be something that the Democrats could just run on. But now you're seeing Republicans and most importantly, those independents saying, you know what? You've pointed at Donald Trump and you've told us how bad he is and you've told us how evil he is. But we voted for him in the 2024 election. We want to see if what he wants to do is going to work. You're starting to see that whole TDS, that whole thought process and mantra and modus operandi starting to falter. What do you make of that?
I personally don't believe that it would even be able to falter to this extent. I think that you live by TDS, you die by TDS. I know that there are people that definitely are fatigued by it, and they may be able to just kind of set it to the side and say, you know what, like, it's tiring. You know, it was kind of like a trend for them. They jumped on and they just joined ship because it was popular to hate Donald Trump. So the normal majority is going to be like, you know what, I'm kind of tired. Let's wait and see. But I don't think there's any hope for the really, like we just spoke about, like the really radical left that are like, no matter what he does, they're unforgiving. Don't forget, mentally unstable, most of them. And I just don't think it's ever going to leave the nation. Like, they've always, the damage gets done. You understand? Like, especially social media, you'll see a clip, it runs wild. I saw something about yesterday about Georgia and the, you know, signature that Trump was right. In the end, how many times did we see that? Trump was right. There was fraud. Yep. There is now evidence of fraud, but we were gaslit as a nation. Does it really matter anymore? Some of us will say yes, and the people with reason and logic are going to be like, yes, you were wrong. You know, this is what the Democrats did. The truth always comes out. However, there are going to be those types of people that are willing to die on that ship. They're not going to ever sit there and admit. And a beautiful example is like the whole trans community. You transition your kid, you're dying on that hill. You're not going to go and say, oh, man, maybe I did, you know, go too far. Maybe this wasn't a good idea. Somehow, you've already done this. You've sterilized your child. Now you have to run with it. You kind of have to keep going with it because you kind of have to. You know what I mean? Like, and you're going to.
Yeah, it's not like getting a tattoo that you regret and then like kind of fixing it. You know, like there's, and that's the point I think that we were making too about the whole, you know, for years, if you're 18 years old, you want to make changes to your body. Oh, fine, whatever. I may not agree with you. I may not endorse the decision, but you're an adult. You can do that, but you don't do this to children. And, exactly. You know, as you mentioned, you're kind of stuck. You know, once you take that position, that radical position, there's no coming back from that because, you know, it's one thing to flip flop, you know, or change your position on, let's say, you know, immigration, for example, you know, where you say, you know, let's close the border, but allow as many legal immigrants as you want. And then you come back and say, oh, well, maybe we're full. Let's not do, let's trim back the legal immigration as well. Or you can sit there and go open borders. Everybody comes in and then immediately flip flop to nobody. You know, it's easier to kind of move when you're not again on the extreme of both ends of the spectrum, but this is what they're doing, right? So the Democrats now have decided, and they have decided this since 2017 after Donald Trump won the 2016 election. The Democrats have decided everything that he does, they're just going to say, I want to do the opposite, to the point where it gives me and many of us amazing material. But I mean, over the summer, they were sitting there and talking about, you know, remember the Tylenol thing where the Trump and Bobby Kennedy basically said, if you're pregnant, avoid Tylenol because there's been a link to autism. And you had
and
liberals
like
on TikTok.
You can't make
opening, just eating it like it's candy. You know, so, you know, I came out and said, we endorse oxygen. We love breathing. It's a tremendous thing to do. We encourage everybody to breathe. We want you to breathe in and breathe out. And then I did another one and said, I want to caution you against showering with your toaster. You know, because these are people, they would do the exact opposite of Trump on what
so
he's
well
supposed to do.
Because I made a video of myself eating a chocolate bar, and I put in the caption a poop emoji, and I said, when Donald Trump tells the world that eating poop is good for you, I mean, eating poop is bad for you. Liberals are going to be all up in there, and they're going to sit there, and they'll even take videos of themselves doing it. But it was just to prove the point, and the world agreed. I mean, they will do anything, even harm themselves. You know, and it kind of goes to show you, like, you really convince yourself as a whole adult that you doing that to yourself, like, you're proving a point, you're proving a principle. How juvenile was that situation? And I'm watching these pregnant women do this, and I'm like, you're not fit to be a mother. If for a trend, you jump on, turn your camera on, and pop a bunch of Tylenol to show, like, hey, look, nothing's happening. Like, no, there is a blood-brain barrier. You do have a child that you're carrying. You shouldn't take medicine to fulfill an internet trend because of your hatred for the current sitting president. Like, do you understand, if you break this down piece by piece, how absolutely psychotic these people are? And if we showed like this to an alien on Mars, a bunch of pregnant women popping Tylenol, and an alien said, what are they doing? Why are they doing this? Imagine that conversation. Try to explain it to them. They would literally get back on the mothership and say, we'll see you guys in maybe 1,000 years. You're not ready.
Yeah, or, you know, you guys have already conquered yourselves, you know, or we went, I thought we were studying an intelligent species here. What is going on, right? You know, and it's a good point. And I never thought of it that way until kind of you said it, but it's like, imagine having to explain this to a child, right? Like a 5-year-old, you know, mom, dad, why is that person like eating, you know, poo out of the toilet, right? And it's like, well, because the president said not to do that.
You know? Literally, toxic behavior. I would tell my kids, don't touch that. I remember we went to this like vacation home that had a fireplace with like this glass that was covering it, right? And you could feel it. You could feel the heat when you just put your hand near the glass. And I remember telling my kids, you know, as a parent, you repeat yourself so many times. I'm like, make sure you don't touch that. Make sure you don't touch that. And my son thought that he's going to piss me off by putting his hand directly on the glass. And he did. And I looked at him and I just watched because he had his hand like against it. And he was a toddler though. And he was like looking at me, challenging me. Eventually, he got a really bad burn. It was like a huge bubble. Like, I think he got like a 3rd-degree burn on his hand for that.
Yeah.
And it goes to show me, like, listen, my kid right there was testing boundaries. They were just like, what are you going to do about it? And he really quickly realized, hey, I'm the one that gets hurt. I'm the one with the burn. So these women that did this, it really brought me back to my children. And I said, this literally, I rate toddler behavior. And it's very, very pathetic because as a woman, I would be mortified. I would be mortified just as a mother too. Like, if my kid ever found a video of me on the internet popping Tylenol because the president said the opposite, how would I even explain that to my kid? My kid would be like, I was in your stomach and you thought this was a good idea. I don't know why. My immediate thought was to shame them. I felt like this is the delinquency of our world, of our entire society. This is like one of those rots that you just can't explain away. It's based from pure hatred. These people hate it so much, they're willing to hurt themselves. And it doesn't get any more radical than that, Sean.
No, it's psychotic. And again, Americans are getting tired of it. Here's the problem. And this is, again, you know, back in 2023, we started to see these trends kind of, you know, flesh themselves out. Joe Biden's approval rating. Republicans obviously didn't approve of Joe Biden. Democrats did. But independents also overwhelmingly didn't. The direction of the country. Democrats, oh, we're headed in the right direction. Republicans and independents, wrong direction. The Afghanistan withdrawal. Democrats, it's not so bad. Republicans and independents, it was awful. Inflation, it's not so bad. Republicans and independents were like, it's a problem, right? And so you saw this bearing out time and time again, where Republicans and independents were on the same page about something, and the Democrats were out in left field feeling a certain way. And I remember looking at this going, you know what? I think there's a chance that if the campaigns run properly, that a Republican candidate can win the popular vote because they have an overwhelming amount of independents in these polls that are supporting them. And what happened in 2024, Donald Trump really made history and did what a lot of people thought was nearly impossible and won the popular vote in the 2024 election. And it's because of sentiments and polling and the feeling like this, where you mentioned, you know, you have these women online. Donald Trump said not to do something, so they do it, even if it's bad for them, you know, and we shame them and we make fun of them and point this out and through humor, right? Point out just how ridiculous this is. How do you explain that to a child? How do you explain that to not even a space alien, but like somebody from another country? They'd be like, why is your left like this? And I'm, you know, because they just don't like one person, you know, and whatever that one person says to do, they say the opposite. I know. I think I touched on this yesterday. It's one of my favorite movies is Pirates of the Caribbean. And, you know, in this part of the movie where they're by the cave, they says, you know, I know why we're here, but why aren't we doing what Mr. Sparrow said with the cannons? And, you know, the Commodore says, because it was Mr. Sparrow who said it. The fact of the matter is here, and I know it's a pirate movie. What can you actually glean from it? But like, this is the same thing. Like, why are we eating Tylenol? Well, because Donald Trump said he didn't even say not to take it. He just said to avoid it if you can while you're pregnant and don't give it to your kids. And they're like, well, I'll show him. When your kid comes out with three heads, you're going to wonder what the hell happened. It's because you decided you were going to eat acetaminophen like it was candy. Crazy.
And it doesn't make any sense because, like I said, it's just to be against him. It's not because they have an issue with big pharmaceutical companies or anything like that, or, you know, and
right.
I've seen it. I've seen people that will be so careful. I mean, they'll literally only fly to California to get organic goji berries because they're pregnant and they don't want to give the baby anything processed. And it's insane to me when you are super careful about what you put into your body, but your hatred for Donald Trump is so bad. Like I said, you're going to turn on the camera and you're going to take a video of yourself popping a bunch of Tylenols to prove that you know better and Donald Trump is an idiot and he has no idea. I'm just curious as to why we didn't see more people drinking, you know, maybe Clorox or antibacterial solution during COVID.
Well, we saw that woman tried to kill her husband with chloroquine phosphate, you know, a fish tank cleaner, because Donald Trump said hydroxychloroquine. So she thought it was the same thing. And I think she got charged with attempted murder. I forget what state that was in. But, you know, she gave him fish tank cleaner and he died. Right. And again, this was one of those things where, you know, it just this is crazy behavior. And I think people are starting to. They're starting to realize that. And, you know, we said it, yeah. You live by TDS, obviously, rhetorically speaking, you die by TDS. There's some more stuff with this poll. There's a lot of other splits in this poll that we'll get to when we come back. And again, as I mentioned, the Democrats having a hard time treading water here. Hakeem Jeffries, Dollar Store Obama, you know, CNN, Harry Enten, all these people are showing the Democrats right now, hey, your polling ain't very good. And it's, you know, it's not as easy as just pointing at Donald Trump and saying, well, don't worry about what we're for because we're against that. A majority now of Americans want to see, hey, you know, this is his last term. Let's see if these ideas that he's talking about are going to work. And if they don't, we'll give you the support. But we will get to all of that and more when we come back here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Sean Farish, Esty Palti with you till 10 o'clock. We're back to wrap up.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Up hour one right after this.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
6:43 in the morning here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, also live on YouTube at youtube.com/1210WPHT. Sean Farish and Esty Palti with you on this Christmas Eve Eve. Festivus, as they call it. It's a Festivus for the rest of us. And we are talking about what the Democrats live by TDS, they die by TDS, rhetorically, politically speaking, obviously not physical. Nobody's calling for violence here. This Harvard-Harris poll found that 60% of Americans believe the Democrats should just give Trump's policies a chance, take a wait-and-see attitude versus just what they've been doing really for the last decade. Everything that Donald Trump does, oppose, oppose, oppose. Now, this worked in 2018. Donald Trump was still new. He was viewed as a radical. He was, you know, he did not win the popular vote. He did win the Electoral College, that shock 2016 election win. You know, they painted him with as somebody with ties to Russia, that Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin influenced the election, which was a load of garbage. But the American people kind of saw that and thought it was so improbable that Donald Trump won that 2016 election that maybe something like that was possible. And so we're going to stand in the way of this illegitimate president. And then, you know, 2020 happened and they painted Trump as an election denier. And Joe Biden was president for 4 years and things didn't get better, right? They didn't build back better, as the slogan was. And so now Americans came back to Donald Trump and said, we support you. Please get this on the right track. And all the Democrats have done is deny Trump his mandate to govern. And it looks like the American people here with this poll are saying, look, give it a chance. If it doesn't work, okay, you'll be right, but you got to give it a shot. And the Democrats just can't find it within themselves to do that. This poll also examined Trump's approval ratings on a variety of issues and found him performing the strongest on fighting crime in America's cities. One of the issues here that I always say to people all the time, you know, you want to find common ground with somebody on the left. You're never going to find that common ground with like a radical whose minds are so made up and dug into their radical positions, right? As Esty said last segment, you know, once you trans your kid, there's no like coming back from that, right? But you could find people on the left who may think that what Donald Trump does is a little, you know, the way he speaks and maybe some of his policies are a little too, you know, quote unquote extreme or radical for them. But if you sit there and you ask them and you say, hey, do you want to live in a safe community or an unsafe community? They're going to tell you, I want to live in a safe community, right? Nobody voluntarily moves into a community that is unsafe because it's unsafe, right? No one's like, no. Hey, I'm going to go live in Memphis, Tennessee. It's a violent place. It's an unsafe place. I'm going to go there simply because it's unsafe. Maybe things are more affordable. Maybe there's a job and there's another reason why you're moving into an unsafe neighborhood. But nobody moves into the unsafe neighborhood because they want to live in an unsafe neighborhood, right? That's the point. And crime, fighting crime, which was what the focus was at the beginning of the government shutdown in October, and then the message drifted away from that. It was healthcare and it was people not being paid and all of this with the shutdown. Fighting crime is one of Donald Trump's strongest issues right now, 51% approving. His second highest approval rating coming in at 50% is on the issue of returning America to its values. Immigration follows with 49% approval of his handling of this specific issue and another 48% approve of his handling of reducing the cost of government, up 3 points from last month, followed by 45% who approve of what Trump is doing with the government, 45% who approve of his handling of foreign affairs. So a lot of those approval ratings there with this Harvard-Harris poll sitting right at 50%. An Insider Advantage poll, which does tend to lean to the right, found Donald Trump's approval rating sitting right at 50%. The Democrats' approval rating, because of all of those factors that we just mentioned, is not at 50%. Wait until we play this. This is Hakeem Jeffries being given some pretty bad news that the Democrats' approval rating in Congress is not high. You can't just point at Donald Trump and say, he's evil, he's terrible, we're opposing him. Phil, let's roll this clip of Hakeem Jeffries reacting to the 18% approval rating that the Democrats have right now.
Actually, the Democrats in recent polls are actually faring worse than the Republicans. Take a look at a Quinnipiac poll out just this week. Shows that Democrats have their lowest approval rating in the poll's 15-year history. Only 18% give Democrats a high approval rating in the handling of the economy. Only 18%, 73% disapproval. What are you doing wrong?
Well, clearly that's an outlier poll.
Clearly it's an outlier. I mean, how about that, right? It's like you're given the data, right? And clearly
you inverted the numbers, Donald. You inverted the numbers. That's an 81 approval rating. Thank you very much.
No, we didn't do that. No, nobody approves of your nonsense, right? Nobody approves of that. You know, you look at it. It's in. It's 18%. That's the lowest anybody's.
Frankenstein. What happened to that? Can you roll that again?
What did he do?
He looks like Frankenstein. Did you see his face when he was asked?
He looks like Frankenstein. They call him Brooklyn's Barack. And he's a nasty person and quite frankly a stupid person.
That was a good one, Don. That was a good one. I'm going to use that one when I see Jeffries.
Dollar store Obama. And he has a very small teepee. I have a huge teepee. They call him Chief Tiny Teepee. Think about it.
So he's Timu Barack.
Timu Barack, China Barack, Brooklyn's Barack, and a very stupid person. So an 18% approval poll. 18% approval rating in a poll. And Hakeem Jeffries just laughs it off and says, yeah, well, it's not real. I mean, this is how out of touch Democrats are, right? This is that you present them with data and they go, well, that's not real. Next, well, the next poll that you could look at from them is like 30%, you know? It's so bad. It's so bad. So, this is CNN's Harry Enten. He's their polling guy. And he went through the same poll that Hakeem Jeffries just called an outlier. Harry Enten is one of these guys on CNN. He just kind of gives you the numbers. He gives you the facts. And, you know, and polls really no punches. If I were to put a finger on where I think he leans politically, I would say he probably leans to the left, but I don't think he's a radical in any stretch of the imagination. And I certainly believe when numbers are in front of him, he just gives you the numbers straight up. He reacted to the exact same poll on CNN. Let's roll this clip from Harry Enten.
What about Democrats on Democrats? Democrats net approval rating of congressional Democrats. I want you to keep in mind, they had never rated Democrats negatively until this year. And right now, what are we talking about? We're talking about a net approval rating from Democrats. This is Democrats on Democrats. Their approval rating is actually lower than the disapproval rating. And that is quite the drop from October. I think during the shutdown, there was a bit of a boost for Democrats, right? There was a rallying around the flag effect going on. But Democrats did not like how that shutdown turned out. They have returned against Democrats in Congress. And you mentioned Dan Goldman in that intro. One of the reasons that Dan Goldman is in trouble right now in a potential primary against Brad Ladner is because at this point, the Democratic base is so upset with Democrats.
I mean, look at that. So in October, leading into those November elections, Democrats loved Democrats to a tune of a 22-point margin. Now they're 6 points underwater with their own voters. That's a problem.
Wow. Yep.
That's a problem. And what do you think now? You have their voters, they're rolling into, you know, the midterms. They're not satisfied with the current direction of their party. This breeds an environment, I think, that's going to lead to primary challenges and a very messy lead up into having their nominees, you know, on the ballot intact come 2026. But Hakeem Jeffries wants you to believe that it's just an outlier. And this is the problem. It's the Democrats' inability. It's their inability to accept that they're making a mistake. They look at this and say, there's no possible way that they're making this mistake. There's no possible way that they're wrong. They know better than you. And frankly, it is that holier than thou that, you know, they know everything and everybody else is wrong attitude that could potentially spell trouble for them come 2026. I mean, you see this all the time in New York, right? Zoran Mamdani and his supporters, they believe what they're going to do is working, right? I mean, I'm sure you've experienced it. Are you feeling the same way kind of going into 26? You think the Democrats may be in a little bit of trouble?
I really do. Look, just like how you said that, you know, for Republicans, it's kind of like, listen, we're losing our main cheerleader. There might not be as much involvement, as much excitement. And we need to rally behind somebody and definitely be just as excited as Donald Trump is still in the race. Now, for the Democrats, I think things are getting messy. I hear a conflicted difference of opinion when it comes to with respect to Mamdani. The radical left, for example, they are sticking to their guns, like, nope, he's going to be amazing for New York. I don't care. You know, if you double the congestion rate for New Yorkers that are that liberal, they will thank you for it. I've seen it myself in New York City where, you know, when you talk to a fellow New Yorker and you're just like, don't you want to pay less? Don't you think we should be like this? Don't you want safety? And some of them, you know, the ones that are, I like to call them like the white liberal cancer of the world, no matter what you say, no matter how you say it, some of them will actually sit there because they're gluttons for punishment and say, no, I absolutely don't mind paying this much tax. No, I don't mind. No, because the city's this and the city's that. And I'm just like, well, you make no sense. You're just thanking people for this ridiculous tax rate. And the city looks like it's on fire. It looks like Gotham City. Well, you know, it's not clean. It's out of control how expensive it is. The speed cameras, everything is like, you know, the subway system. Don't get me started on that. But then there are some people that voted in Tom Donning, and they're already not liking certain things about when he's, you know, talking to the press. Yesterday, there was a charter school discussion where he made promises during the campaign that he was going to go ahead and open and help fund and open 19 charter schools for very, very low-income areas. Yesterday, when that conversation was brought up again, apparently he completely dismissed it. Now, allegedly, he said, you know, we do want to go ahead and help these economies. These low-income neighborhoods. However, we need to focus on the tasks at hand. You know, and he speaks like Obama. He reminds me of Obama 2.0. And he goes, you know, we have to focus on the tasks at hand, so we're not going to be doing that at this time. Also known as, yeah, I ran on that promise just to get your vote. I don't have time or patience for that or money. So we're going to just like put this to the side and I'm going to pretend like I'm this nice guy. So there's definitely fatigue around it. And I've spoken to people that have literally said like, I don't know, this guy is out here on TV talking about I'm collecting money for the transition period. The people that he's electing, you know, we touched on it yesterday's segment. One of them has this ridiculous record of anti-Semitism. And I see it, every single person that he's picking, these are not winners. So we, again, have this split down the middle. I've seen it and I've spoken to the Democrats. They're super excited about Mamdani. And then I speak to, like, you know, the immigrant side of things where I've spoken actually to, I was doing an ad for Kalshi. And I spoke to this police officer, it was right before the election, and he actually told me, like, listen, I love that I have a South Asian that I can vote in for mayor. We need that representation. I am actually, like, really excited and proud. But as a cop, he said, this is kind of probably bad for me. And I said to him, so hold on a second. You're forced to pick between your race and your livelihood. for whatever reason, the race, I mean, I understand the representation. I really do. You know, you want to be represented. Sure. You feel like that person understands you, your problems, your values. I totally get it. However, I don't think that that is a just reason to vote someone in into office. And I think that all the reasons that someone like Otani, for example, was selected was not based on campaign. It was based on his age, his, you know, the smile, the way that they propped him up. He ran a fantastic campaign. I'll give him that much. These liberals were volunteering left and right to get him voted in. Like you said, that excitement, they had it for him. They really had it. But right now we're seeing that little, you know, the slip. Let's see if Mamdani is about it. Let's see if he's actually going to be able. I mean, me and you know that there's nothing free in this world. Me and you know that all these promises of what he's promising are, it's not going to work. Not only is it not going to work, it's going to fail miserably. We know this. Right. And I don't want to be that person that has CDS. You know what I mean? I live in New York. I don't want to see the plane crash. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here trying to choke out the pilot while he's trying to land the plane, because that's what the left does to Donald Trump, right? The Democrats want to do everything in their power to purge him while he's leading the city. Why not give him a chance? Why not let him try? Because if he fails, we all struggle together. This is something that they've never been able to grasp. You're not supposed to wish for your own team's quarterback to fail. So when it comes to Mamdani, I don't want to see that failure, but me and you both know the policy so far, what he's saying, the free buses, the free city grocery stores, we touched on it yesterday. Once it's subsidized, it's going to turn into crap. And a lot of people right now are just like, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see to see what he does. I'm hopeful only in the aspect of, like, you know, I live here so long, I have no other thing to feel except be hopeful, because it can't get any worse than it's been. It really can't. Adams was okay. I feel like he was just like a little buffer after de Blasio and after that entire mess. But the damage that de Blasio caused, if I'm being honest, we're still feeling it. We're still struggling, especially the fact that there's crime all over the streets and the cops have fatigue. Because they're like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to arrest the guy, go through the paperwork, put him into prison or jail, I should say. And then he's released the next day with a free Metro card and I have to do it all over again. Like, they kind of just turn a blind eye because it's easier to go ahead and finish out your workday than to actually deal with the lunacy of trying to make sense of arresting a criminal and letting him go the very next day.
Yeah, and it's insensitive. Sorry. It's good. It's insensitive. It's inequitable to arrest criminals and to enforce the law. And again, their main MO, their main modus operandi is Donald Trump says it, we're against it. And it, as we see, and as we're talking about now, a majority of Americans do not want the Democrats to take that approach. So one could theorize that if that is the platform that they take going into the 2026 midterms, that may not be a winning message for them. That may be a message that causes more people to vote against them or stay home. They're saying, look, give the guy a chance. We voted for the things that he said he wanted to do with the border, with the economy, tariffs, etc. Give it a shot and help him succeed. Because if we win, we all win together. But like you said, if we lose, we all lose together. We'll be back with more as we kick off hour two. More polling. This is from Turning Point USA's America Fest regarding immigration.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent,
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.